What is going on, crafters? Welcome back to another episode of Dig Straight Down with me, your host, Rebel JC. If this is your first time tuning into the podcast, I want to welcome you here. This is indeed a podcast about Minecraft, specifically Minecraft updates. Now, that could be updates that are actually coming to the game, such as update 1.21, which I am now considering the wolf update, or these are updates that we would like to see come to the game, honestly, such as 1.21, which I'm now considering the wolf update, which is shaping up to be really, really great. But I'm saving all of the discussion about the new snapshot, the recent snapshot with all the wolves, for the beginning of next week. This is a Friday episode, so it's a bit different. But again, if you are the new here, I want to thank you for tuning in. And if you like what you hear, please consider subscribing on whatever platform you're listening on. And if you really, really enjoy it, please consider sharing it with a friend who you think might also enjoy it as well. Let's start things off here with the Q&A segment. This is the segment of the show where I like to turn the spotlight on you guys, the listeners, your creativity, your thoughts and opinions about Minecraft. I love to showcase that because you guys are the heart and soul of this show. So let's start off here. I asked you a question a few episodes ago, and that question was this. We can shear mushrooms off of the new bogged mob. So what else should we shear off of an undead mob? I talked about how it is an interesting thing that we're able to do that with this new mob coming in 1.21. In my opinion, while it's a cool feature, I think that one of the things that it's lacking is an intuitive way to get to that point. Because for a new player or a player who's just not paying attention to the news, like there's nothing in the game that teaches you that you should be able to shear something off of a hostile mob. Usually the game teaches you to kill them or run away from them, not to go up to them and try to get something off of them. So I think it's a bit unintuitive, and I kind of hope that Mojang puts something in the game that teaches players that, hey, this is a possibility that you should try out. But at the same time, maybe this is an opportunity for us to be able to shear other things off of other undead mobs. And this is what you guys had to say. GabT says, I think mushrooms are fine, but how about this? A bit of a twist. Since they're mossy, what if we could plant something on them? If we were able to get close enough, planted items would grow much faster than the traditional method and would drop when killed if fully grown. I'm talking crop-sized things, not stuff like trees. Thoughts? Well, my thoughts are that would be hilarious. First of all, when you said trees, I was just imagining like a skeleton walking around with a whole massive oak tree coming off the top of its head. That would be hilarious. But of course, that would be really, really just impossible for the game to actually handle. I like this. I think I've seen this suggested for the sniffer, and I kind of really like it for the sniffer. The ability to plant something on its back since it looks kind of grassy. But for the bogged, it actually makes sense because it's decaying, and that would be sort of like a fertilizer for your crops. So yeah, if we're going to go ahead and like get mushrooms off of it, why not? You know, and I'm imagining too, if you shear mushrooms off a bog, the mushrooms will actually grow back. I'm not sure if that's true or not, but I imagine that is probably what's going to happen. But I do like it for the undead. That's interesting. Silver says, what if we could shear off the wither skeleton's black coating, which would drop gunpowder or coal? That could be interesting. It could be interesting. I like the idea of it being gunpowder. I don't know. It kind of fits in into the Minecraft or the Nether theme for it to be something incendiary. And also kind of gives a alternate to the creeper farm for gunpowder. I like that idea a lot. The arch villager says, we could shear off sand off of husks. Let's make sand renewable and farmable. I agree with that. Look, if we can get sand somehow off of husks, I'm all for it. Spencer says, we should shear spare ribs off of skeletons, which could be crafted into one bone meal. Oh, so instead of killing the skeletons for bones, you could just borrow one. Anselm says, maybe a gassed leg. I count them as undead. It might be a bit too dark for Minecraft to shear a leg off of a gassed, but it could be used for things like end rods or something instead of using blaze rods. That's interesting. I've never thought about taking the tentacles off of a ghast, mainly because I think of them more as ghosts, maybe even like things that you go straight through. You can't actually hit them, which is actually true in the game. If you go up to them, you go straight through them. So that's how I thought about them, but I guess that is technically undead. James says you could clip phantoms' wings so that when they die, they drop a broken phantom fang, wing, combine in the smithing table with Elytra to receive the Night Terror Elytra. Night Terrors. Isn't that the dragon from How to Train Your Dragon? I like that idea. Baxter says you should be able to shear off undead mobs' heads. Very interesting. Torben says, shear a zombie villager, get its hat. If it's a farmer, you get the straw hat. Librarian, you get the book it wears, etc. I really like that idea, honestly. Getting the book hat would be hilarious. And finally, Miles says, if you could shear phantom membrane off of the worst mob in the game, it would make getting potions of slow falling much, much easier. Very interesting that you could just kind of farm phantoms and make it a lot more efficient that way. Well, thank you so much, guys, for these ideas. And if you would like yours read out in an upcoming episode, go to this episode on Spotify and interact with the Q&A post there. Or you can go over to the Discord and interact with it there on the channel that's completely dedicated to the Q&A segment. And I'll do my best to read out as many of those as I can in a future episode. And speaking of the Discord, if you want to get on that, the link is in the description of this episode. The Discord is a great place to chat and talk with people who listen to the podcast, people who like to play Minecraft and theorize about Minecraft updates. But also, if you would like to really dig in and take part in the One Block Challenge. Because this is a Friday episode, of course, I'm going to be reading the winning answers or the winning ideas of this week's One Block Challenge. So without any further ado, let's get into it right now. This week's One Block Challenge, the theme was crouching, and I feel like this one was quite a challenging one for a lot of people out there. It took a while for me to get any answers, but I did get some pretty, pretty good ones in my opinion. And guys, again, if your answer is not in this episode, don't worry about it. You can go ahead and get started on next week's challenge. All the details are in the description of this episode, and I'll talk about it a little bit more at the end of this one. So let's start here with third place, and we have Kalos Veta. And Kalos says, my crouch submission is the hideaway block. This new block will allow a player to hide in a single block by crouching on top of it to get into it. It will be crafted by placing a scaffolding block in the center and surrounding it with trapdoors and slabs in the corners. Depending on the type of slab used, it would look like a full block version. It can be used for hiding in multiplayer servers. It can be placed on top of normal scaffolding to hide a secret entrance in plain sight. I like this idea, and I chose it for third place because it would be so fun. Honestly, it would be really, really fun. I love the fact that this is something that you could pass through, but also walk on top of. Very similar to scaffold. In fact, this is a scaffolding block that's disguised as a different kind of block, and that's what's really great about it. Is because the functionality already exists in the game. This is just a little bit extra on top of a scaffolding block, almost a reskin with a new recipe. And I like that. It's very, very simple. And we don't have to look far to see the use cases for this. I imagine this could be used for hiding from hostile mobs. Imagine taking this into the ancient city and using this to hide from the warden if you upset the warden a little bit too much. I think that would be really, really fun. Even on multiplayer servers, imagine the chaos and imagine the pranks that you could pull on this and the secret bases that you could hide. I just love this idea. idea a lot. I think it would be really great to have something like this in Minecraft. So thank you so much, Kalos, for this idea, and congratulations on coming in third place. All right, and now in second place, we have Diamond to the Core, and they write, "My idea for the one block challenge this week is the spring block. The spring block would look like an iron block, but with a coiled texture. When crouching on the spring block, it would boost you up as many blocks as you've been crouching on it per second." Very interesting idea. "The block would extend to a height of 2 blocks when released before recoiling. Jump height will be limited by the type and amount of blocks in your inventory. For example, if you have 10 iron blocks in your inventory, your jump height will be decreased by 5 blocks. That's my idea. What do you think? Sincerely, Diamond to the Core." Well, there's a lot of really interesting things going on in this idea, but let's just look at the idea just from the simple mechanic of it. You have a spring block, you get on top of it, you crouch down, and say you crouch down for 3 seconds, you jump up 3 blocks. You crouch down for 10 seconds, you jump up 10 blocks. But there's a counterbalance, literally, because if you have an inventory full of things, it weighs you down and you cannot jump up as high. Very interesting. And I could see this really being used for maps, specifically with that particular inventory feature included in it. I feel like you could even use this to make a player sorter. So if you want to sort players on a map, depending on what they have in their inventory, this could be a cool way to do that. Maybe they can't jump up to the next level that the players with the lighter stuff in their inventory or an empty inventory can do that. That's a very interesting idea. But just the simple mechanic of standing on something and springing upwards on it, I like this. It is kind of a advanced slime block in a way. And it's really, really great. And combine this with the new wind charge, I think that you have a recipe for just a really, really fun feature that honestly, the basic idea here, I feel like would find quite a comfortable home in Minecraft as it is right now. So great idea, Diamond to the Core, and congratulations on coming in second place. All right, and first place comes from Micaiah, and Micaiah writes, "Friday was my second listen, and I really enjoyed it. This podcast is great." Well, thank you so much, Micaiah. That is a very encouraging comment. "Well, anyways, my idea is the chair." "And the chair would be crafted with 2 wooden fences on the bottom corners, 3 wooden slabs going across the middle, and 1 wooden block on the top left corner. If you crouch on top of the chair, then you would sit in it. But since Steve doesn't have any knees, his legs would stick out diagonally. Making the chair out of birch wood would make it into a different color than if it were made out of jungle wood, so forth and so on. If you were to put 2 chairs in a crafting table, then they would become a couch." Well, that's just about it, Micaiah. All right, guys. If any of you are OG listeners and you've listened to some of my earlier episodes, I talked a lot about how really once Minecraft adds chairs, then in my opinion, the game is finished. The game doesn't need any further updates. I don't know if I stand by that completely. I still think we need an end update. But if we have an end update and then we have chairs added, then I feel like Minecraft is done and doesn't need any more updates. And I like this. This is obviously a very simple idea. And I feel like I like the idea of climbing into a chair and crouching and then going into like a sitting position, just based on that rather than like right clicking on it. It just kind of gives it a little bit more of that realistic feeling. You know, when you get into a chair in real life, you don't right click on it or, you know, you don't tap it with your hand or something to sit in it. You actually go up and sit down. And that would bring this idea of going up to a chair and actually going through the process of sitting in it. I don't know. That idea is just kind of charming to me. But I just think this is a very simple idea. And obviously something that would find a very comfortable home in Minecraft as well. And just chairs in Minecraft, the idea just has a very special place in my heart. Because one thing, when I would play on the Ripple Effect SMP, they had a data pack where you could actually... it was part of the armor stand data pack. One of the things is you could make blocks sittable by putting an armor stand in there and sitting in this invisible minecart, essentially, is what it was. But I would go around my base and make chairs everywhere that you could actually sit in. And that was like a point of pride for me, was that every chair in my base, you could sit at least on one part of it. That has a special place in my heart, and that's why I feel like this idea is great. And thank you so much, Micaiah, for this very good, very simple idea. And congratulations on coming in first place. Well, guys, if I didn't read your idea out on this episode, don't worry. You can get started on next week's challenge. Next week's challenge, the theme is transform or transforming. Again, all the details are in the description of this episode, so go check it out if you need a refresher. And that'll bring us to the end of this episode. Guys, send me your questions, comments, and ideas to digstraightdowncast@gmail.com. The music featured on this podcast was created by Miles Roxalot, and I have been your host, Rebel JC. Until next episode, keep digging straight down. I will see you at Bedrock.